We've had huge impact here over the last 15 years, from starting off as a parent and toddler group to now, you know, being one of the most recognised social enterprises in the country. We provided employment for over, you know, 90 people. We provide services to over 700 people every single week. Our digital literacy programme, that's in outreach throughout the schools, brought that to over 2,000 young people last year. We between fundraising and funding from CLAR, we took ownership of a fantastic 19-seater fully accessible bus earlier this summer to be able to provide transport for a lot of our young people with a disability. So that is, you know, a game changer for us now, and being able to offer our own transport, and a game changer for our families too. Provide after school in a number of schools throughout the peninsula, and offer respite for children with a disability every Saturday. So yeah, it's been fantastic journey, and look at, in some ways I feel we're only getting started.
In terms of the announcement of Tusnua toward the end of last week that the permission's been granted, the money is there, the project's going to go ahead, we hear speak of talk of potentially work beginning within a matter of months. How important is that going to be both to yourselves and to Carn in terms of advancing that community development ethos that you want to advance?
Massively important, and you know, Spree can't really grow or develop much more without it, Donal. So the Tusnua project, we'll see a lot of co-working space being developed within the Mary Read building, a lovely community you know, space downstairs. There'll be a changing places toilet, there'll be public toilets there, and as well as a community kitchen, a much bigger digital creative lab. We do an incredible amount of work in terms of creative digital technology, gaming academy, and a lot of work with film and animation. So but at the moment we have to go out into the schools to provide that outreach. With us having a much bigger facility, we'll be able to take lots more groups into our lab, and it's much better when they're in the living lab space. They can see exactly what's happening, and it's really, I suppose, to be able to encourage our young people, you know, to get involved in the space, see that you can do, you know, and take part in creative technology right here in Carndonagh. And there'll also be, and for me and for most of the team, what's going to be really important as part of Tusnua is there'll be a dedicated youth space for teenagers, because as we all know, you know, there's not a lot for teenagers to do in the evening outside of sport. We're catered absolutely tremendously in Carndonagh in terms of sport. But for those kids that maybe aren't, you know, interested in sport, they don't have anywhere to meet as a group. So there'll be an absolutely, it's a fantastic youth space for them as part of the project as well. And we're super excited about that. So really, the Tusnua project is about creating an ecosystem where like business, enterprise, digital technology and youth can all come together, and it'll be like a really shining example here in Carndonagh of what can be achieved in terms of rural regeneration.